You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
As an elder in residence, it's really to provide a resource, I guess it's called, a resource to all students and all staff. So it is for Indigenous. It's the Indigenous unit that asked me to be the elder in residence, but it's actually a position that means that I'm there for everybody. So both Indigenous and non-Indigenous staff and students at AFTERS. So it's basically to provide information about Indigenous people, to talk about a little bit about probably the experience that I've had as an Indigenous person. And it's to just familiarise the school that Indigenous people, are part of that school, and also, the land that the AFTERS is built on is also on Indigenous land. So, in other words, just making them aware that Indigenous people are everywhere and are very much part of the important part of Australia's history, I guess.
Yeah, and why is it important for educational institutes to have an Indigenous unit?
The Indigenous units play an important role throughout the country and in fact throughout the world, mainly because it's a safe place for a lot of Indigenous students to be in. Students want to study, they want to connect with each other because universities have so many different students from different areas. And also, universities tend to be very, throughout the world even, tend to be very white institutions and very hierarchical institutions as well. So it's an opportunity, I think, the units to give that support, to extra support to Indigenous students to have a place that's safe, and also to provide other services like tutoring and any kind of assistance to students that need it, Indigenous students that need that particular support.
Yeah, and you come in this role with a lot of experience behind you. You've worked for the UN as a social affairs officer for more than 10 years. What did this role involve?
Working with the United Nations was probably one of the highlights of my life. It was a wonderful time to work with Indigenous people and see throughout the world what the issues. There were a lot of common issues, and there were also a lot of different issues as well. So my role was to work with Indigenous people, in my specific area was environment, to work to look at environmental issues. The other issue that is very strong for me as well is urban, Indigenous people living in urban areas.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that was really important, and to talk about this whole thing of urbanisation of Indigenous people, but also the fact that many of us do have connections to, back home. And we go home for a whole range of reasons, do ceremonies or visit families, or so there's a lot of that going on. So it really was to look at issues and to try and come out with some kind of policy on Indigenous people, and also to educate. The other role I had was, of course, to educate other UN staff about Indigenous people. So, for example, I remember going to a country in Central Africa. The UN staff had no idea, absolutely no idea, that there were Indigenous people in that country. Putting them in touch with Indigenous people was really important. So a lot of that kind of work was really important in terms of making Indigenous people visible. And also, I think one of the things that affects Indigenous people throughout the world is this marginalisation. We're marginalised from the rest of the population. And to try and point that out to many countries and to many UN staff that this shouldn't be the way that Indigenous people are there, in those areas. We're everywhere, and we certainly need to be part of any government policies or part of anything that's happening in the country.
Yeah, and I can relate to that story very, very well. I relate to that story very well because I myself come from that part of the world, and I know that the indigenous people there share actually the same forms of discrimination, just like indigenous Australians. So I fully understand the situation there.
For sure. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I was just saying, yeah, that is so true. Just wanted to confirm what you were saying, that yes, that throughout the world, that Indigenous people are marginalised, and it's quite horrific in some countries where Indigenous people are treated so poorly.
Yeah.
From the rest of the population.
Yeah, no, and because you said it, and even you and people didn't know, and they could, and yet they are supposed to be the experts in their field and bringing knowledge and a lot of things. They do wonderful jobs, but there are some cultural awareness and historical awareness and human stories they need to know about before they get involved. Otherwise, they do just much more damage as well. Now, offers Indigenous scholarships awarded on the basis of artistic merit or equity. And the scholarships assist Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Award Course students who may otherwise be underrepresented. What's your view on this?
No, that's really important. Indigenous students really are underrepresented in universities for a whole range of reasons. A lot of it is financial, I've noticed. Financial is a big thing because if you're going to live in Sydney, it's not cheap. But, you know, you've got to pay for your accommodation, you've got to pay for your food, you've got to pay for your books, and then you've got to pay your fees. So there's just so many expenses, and so scholarships do assist students to be able to attend universities because those scholarships do support them with all those other expenses they have. And also, if you're a parent, and there's a lot of, I mean, certainly when I was at university, I was a single parent, a scholarship helped me a lot. Scholarships help a lot for, you know, students just to have that level playing field, I guess, and to be able to attend university without worrying about their day-to-day living.
Yeah.
Although that still happens too, because, you know, as Indigenous people, we have a lot of things going on in our lives. You know, we have deaths that happen nearly every week. You know, we have family crisis. We, you know, there's a lot of things happening. So.
Yeah, and I think it's a good initiative from AFTERS because when given the opportunity and in the right conditions, Indigenous alumni have proven to be really well deserving, and they've performed extremely well. I can quote the example of someone like the first name is eluding my memory. Perkins, her name is Perkins, a former alumni of
Rachel
Perkins.
Yes, Rachel Perkins, for sure. Yes.
And many others. This is one of the ones that I can just quote out of my memory.
Yeah,
just like
my daughter was. My daughter is a graduate of AFTERS as well.
And she's on Screen Australia, I think.
That's right.
Yes.
She's
the head of Indigenous at Screen Australia, doing a fantastic job there. Now, before I let you go, any just takeaway message for us and the listeners?
Just to think about, if there's... not just youth, but, you know, anybody who wants to get in, I think, to the arts, I think to really think about it and to take it seriously and to choose just to, unfortunately, there's not a lot of acting schools around or a lot of AFTERS around, AFTERS or NIDAs around the country, but certainly if there is small schools in your area, certainly... as the public, as Indigenous people, and as in the general public, please think about the arts area, because it's such an important arts plays such an important part of our lives. If we had no arts, we'd be a community with no life, I think. So the arts is extremely important. So my suggestion would be just to encourage many of you to get involved in the arts, and if you can, to have a look at some of these acting and filmmaking places and think about what there might be there for the future.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.